quaintly from its wrapping. The obelisks, too, run through a long scale of size and refinement. But the curious man finds no hidden connection between the carriage of the monument and the character of the dead. Messrs. Slap and Dash apparently take the urn or obelisk that comes readiest to hand. One wonders dimly why mourners have this overwhelming proclivity for Messrs. Slap and Dash and their obelisk and urn. The reason why the firm produces these articles may be guessed at. They are probably easy to make and require scarcely any skill. The contemplative man has a dim vision of a grimy shed in a back street where a human being passes dismally through life the while he chips out an unending succession of these cheap urns and obelisks for his employer's retailing. But the question why numberless people will profane the memory of their departed by these public advertisements of Slap and Dash and their evil trade is a more difficult problem. For surely nothing could be more unmeaning or more ungainly than the monumental urn.